As you already been absorbing, feeling, communicating, even transmitting energies, allow yourself again together to find that beautiful space where time does not exist and you are in your soul, in your tenderness, in your lovingness, in your beingness, in your pure consciousness. In the infinite that you are, from source, from creative, creator of all that is, that you are part of, and that is part of you, in this powerful confluence of energies that we are all creating together with the assistance and the benevolence and the unconditional, unshakable love from the mountain, from the star mothers, from Telos, from your guides and angels that live with you every moment of your life. So take that all in this moment, in pure presence, as you connect deeper with your breath, through your intuition, through your pineal, in the trinity of your heart, your higher mind, your mind of God, and expand your being. Allow yourself to open even more. Love yourself even more. Cognize this beautiful energy of coherence even more. Create a timeless space, a bubble. In the bubble of Mount Shasta, where magic happens, where healing happens, where transformation, change, desires and wishes happen. They happen now. Make it real for yourself. Make it real for yourself in a quantum state connecting to the field of all that is, of no beginning and no end. Allow yourself to go there, to the space of no beginning and no end. Where love is always present, supporting you, loving you, embracing you, is there for you always, always, always.
Dear Shining Ones, we have not stepped far away, and we have one thing to say to you. Let the mountain speak to you. Let the mountain speak to you. And this will come as it does. We have watched this in many ways. Perhaps as you are just here looking. Perhaps if you are up there hiking. Perhaps if you are finding a feather or a rock or hearing a the water flowing, the mountain is speaking to you. Remember more that we are speaking to you from the mountain. We are always speaking to you from the mountain. Interdimensionally, multidimensionally, we are with you. This mountain, this beautiful node, is an amplifier. What do you want to amplify? What do you need to amplify? What do you desire to amplify in your life? That is what you tell us when you face us on the mountain. Tell us exactly. Make it real. Say it out loud. Stand with your arms stretched out, with your feet firmly planted. Talk to the mountain. Talk to us. And let the mountain talk back. Let us talk back to you. Say yes to being willing to stand in that doorway. That doorway that takes you into the energy of the Star Mothers. Into the energy of the mountain. We are not different one than another. It is the same in different forms. The dense physicality of the actual mountain is one thing. And we, in our multidimensional etheric forms, is another kind of energy. And yet, isn't it wonderful that we're the same? That we speak one language that is echoed by the mountain. As if you had listened to different languages in your world from different countries. You hear us speaking through Meleha in the language called English. The mountain speaks a language of its own. Now, you don't need an interpreter for that. You need only to have your own personal experience or experiences if you are giving yourself a big blessing. Let us speak to you from inside the mountain. And here is something. There is no wisdom that we have that you do not already have. What do you think of that? Let us say that again. There is no wisdom that we have that you do not already have. But what you don't have yet is access to the layers where it's living. And you probably, since your awakening, have spent a lot of time peeling back those layers metaphorically. When you are here in the presence of this mountain, those layers can be blasted away. And that may not be the most gentle thing for you. So we ask you, when you stand and face the mountain, or before you go to sleep, when you bring it into your conscious awareness, because we know that before you leave, you will have an indelible picture of the mountain in your memory, that you have a conversation with us from the mountain. While you are here, especially, speak to the mountain before you go to sleep and before you rise. There will be an answer. There is always an answer. And there is always love. This indelible imprint comes from your connection to your Lemurian Akash. And no one can change that. Why would you? No one can change it for you. This is a gift. This Lemurian Akash that you carry connects you to the voice of us, connects you to the voice of the mountain, connects you all to that place inside that remembers. You will not be surprised, because we're warning you. Don't be surprised if you hear us talking back. Don't be surprised when you hear the mountain talking back to you, reminding you of your own wisdom, of who you are, why you're here, what you leave behind, and then, most importantly, what you take away. So we ask you now to put your hands on your heart and feel the gifts of the mountain inside of your heart. Just know that it is there. Trust that they are there. Breathe and be grateful. Each breath being a yes to receiving, to acknowledging the gifts of who you are and why you are here. And for now, we step back.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. You're opening a portal here. And this particular portal belongs to you. It will close when you leave. And this is the new kind of portal that exists on this planet. Because the ones that you counted on, that the planet created, are starting to move. They're going to move into places that are needed for the planet, not for you. You are now in a situation where you start making sense of what I will call senseless things. Now, I'm going to go slow, but even before I do this, the portal is being created right now by you, not on the mountain, but in this room. That is that, what I would call consciousness, sacred consciousness, coming together in coherence, which changes things bigger than each one of you, because collectively you're on board with it. So in this portal, in this moment, I want to explain something to you that may make the difference. Esoterics are very difficult for three-dimensional human beings. Very difficult. If you left this entire conference and you went home and your next-door neighbor came over and they said, well, what happened? And you said, it was wonderful. I was listening to the voice of the mountain. And they say, well, what did the mountain say? And they said, I have no idea. I don't know what a mountain sounds like. That's typical. It's fine while you're here to talk about these things. And when you leave, they're gone. The esoterics of it often gets in the way of the practicalness of it. What has to happen next, as you sit here in this portal, is cognizing and understanding of what is going on. Putting it in your lap that you can feel or sense or expect. And that's why I'm here. What must occur between that multidimensional energy of the mountain, the star mothers, your soul, and the three-dimensional information that you have that is your survival, that you walk day to day, your culture, all these things? What has to happen is a meld. There must be some way that you receive in a way that you can cognize instead of waiting for the voice in a mountain, which you have no idea what that might sound like or how it might work. So let's start simple and easy. What is it that the Star Mothers want to give to you? There could be a list. And from the top of it is belief that they're there. That's number one. Even if you don't understand how it is they might communicate, or any guide or angel might communicate, there has to be an understanding in your heart, in your mind, a belief. And my partner went over that this morning. You can't pretend to believe. You can't say, well, I'll pretend to believe, and then if it happens, I'll believe. You have to believe. And that's going to happen through this portal. This portal is set right now for you to feel the love of the Creator in this moment, for allowance of understanding through a metaphor that I'm going to create that you will understand. How does Spirit talk to you? How do the Star Mothers talk to you? And if they were talking, what would they say? The training is going to be done by the humans, not the Star Mothers. The Star Mothers are done with school. It's those who are here now on purpose for the training who will give you the core spiritual truths, the shamanic trainings, the schooling. So what are the Star Mothers here for, you might ask? I'll tell you. They're here to enhance your lives through one thing: intuition. 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 And you wonder why there are more women here than men. Because women have intuition first, though men get it later. Those protectors of your lives, women, they are the ones who will make it possible and lay the groundwork and love you enough so that you can then relax and have peace with the survival in your family, so you can do the intuitive work with the children, with everything else. This is the way it is practiced in so many indigenous places, including Lemuria. Women are designed for intuition, for love, for kindness. They're the ones who have to have all of that to raise their children and more. The women originally started out as the shamans and then lost that through history. And now it is starting to return in a loving way, in a beautiful way, where the world will start seeing who does it better and will say, I want a woman for my priest. I want a woman for my pastor. I want a woman for my shaman. Intuition is the key. And I'm going to give you a sample through a metaphor that all of you will understand what that's like. There are those who will say, well, I'm going to use my intuition and wait for a Star Mother to use my intuition, and I don't know what I'm talking about. Because I don't know what it feels like when a Star Mother uses my intuition. For centuries and beyond, eons, men and women have been taking to the oceans of this earth. And no more profoundly metaphoric is that I can give you other than this, what I'm going to give you right now. And that is the operation of a sailing ship. Imagine the sailing ship is there in the water and it's complete. There's nothing missing. And what propels it is wind. So imagine for a moment the sailing ship is there. And there is no wind. That perhaps might be you right now, sitting there wondering, well, I'm waiting for something from the mountain. Now again, back to your neighbor who says, well, what's it like there, and what happens, and what were you waiting for? And you would say, well, I can't really see it. It's not there. It's invisible. But I know it's coming. That's the kind of talk that a three-dimensional person who doesn't understand any of this will then take, and it's evidence for them that you're a little crazy. So let's ask a sailor, what are you waiting for? And the sailor will say, I'm waiting for something invisible. When's it coming? It's coming when it comes. And what is it will happen? And the sailor will say, it will propel my ship forward. And then you'll say, well, what happens when your ship propels forward? You'll say, then I can use my rudder. Are you getting this? Intuition becomes the invisible wind of the sail in your life that guides your direction of what happens next. But it's complicated. You have to be aware of the wind. And the more it blows, the more the sailor feels what it's doing to the ship. It blows from this side or that side or this direction or that direction. And what happens next to the sailor? It affects which direction you go to capture the wind. You know that. Well, some will say, well, what if I want to go in one direction and the wind is coming from another? Ask a sailor what you do. You tack. You go left. You go right. You come about. The wind fills the sails. And you go, and you go, and you go. But what it does to you, it makes you go left, or it makes you go right. Welcome to intuition. Intuition will start blowing into your life, and it won't sound like the mountain. And it won't sound like a star mother. It's going to feel like guidance and love. Because suddenly, there's peace in what you're doing, which direction you're going. And it will force you, through intuition, to probably turn left or right when you wanted to go straight. And let's say you have to go left, and you want to go left a little bit out of the way because you were going that way, but the wind is blowing this way, and you go left, and suddenly you meet somebody who has a solution. Are you getting this? The wind made you change the rudder. The rudder changed the ship. The ship then runs into a beautiful scenario that you didn't even know you needed. That's love. That's the star mother. That's the invisibility of spirit and how it works with those who want to study intuition. Do you know what channeling is? A constant stream of intuition. It is. The channeler hooks in to the other side of the veil just long enough to feel the wind, and that then gives them the messages, the directions. And then it's a translation they do, like you're hearing now, and they deliver it. So a channeler is one who has intuition in the right place for that ship of channeling. Imagine for a moment, you're really headed in a certain direction. You have to be there at the right time. And along comes the wind. And it blows you off course in a very gentle way, saying, okay, I don't know why, but I've got to turn right. And you come about, so your sails are facing the wind, they fill, and off you go to the right, knowing that you're going to have to come back to the left eventually. And you do all that. And then the wind changes, and you come back, and you tack a little, and you finally end up at your destination, only to find out you missed an accident. You see, if you'd gone straight, you'd been in the middle of it. But you had intuition because the wind came up from another direction. This is the metaphor. A beautiful scenario that promises through the love of the Creator, through the star mothers or the guides or the angels or anything you want to say, that kicks in when you are able to feel it and want to feel it. So many of you living in 3D, 4D, whatever you want to call it, are expecting three-dimensional answers. And that's not the way it works. It's a meld so that interdimensional things, multidimensional things, can fill your sails. You've got to be aware. This is why there are so many more women who are studying this than men at the moment. At the moment. This will change to include the men in a way that is just like it used to be, full support of what the women do best. Men are not chomping at the bit to have children. to give birth. They don't want anything and they're not equipped. So right then, I'm in trouble because I have made a demarcation between the sexes. And that's not appropriate in this culture. Don't say that, Kryon. We're all the same. No, you're not. The men are specialists in what they do. The women are specialists in what they do. They come together and complement one another. And they move forward. But the women are trusted more for their intuitive senses of which way the wind is blowing. How much wind will there be? If you really get good at it, startling things start to happen. Anticipation of things that you don't know are coming. How does that work? It does work. You feel the wind come up. Here it goes. I'm going left. I didn't want to go left. That means something's going to happen. And so now you are waiting for it. I expect this. I expect this. I expect this. There it is. Things that you may not think are possible start to drop in your lap. It defies economics. It defies the consciousness of what the government says. It defies all the things that you've been told happen a certain way just because they do. And you're sitting there voiding it all because you got wind in your sails and others don't. Don't you wish they could? What would happen if this planet started to understand that this is what comes from the Creator in the love? What would Earth be like if everyone sensed that wind just a little bit and started steering a course like this? What would it be like? Three words. Peace on Earth. Coherence. It's already started. Something happened just recently. Did you catch it? There were those who wanted war, and the Earth didn't. Did you catch that? That's a first. Your grandfather's grandfathers, all had alliances which stuck together between countries, and when war started, they all joined the war. That's the way it worked. Go look. Check history. And suddenly, this time, it didn't. Dear ones, welcome to the shift. You just saw it. This is new on the planet. And it had nothing to do with any of them attending a meeting like this or changing their religion. All it felt was that a little wind filled the sails of integrity and beauty and kindness. And this is not what this earth wants, ever. You got to see it. That is what I am teaching you now. Don't go from this place expecting voices from the air or visions. Expect something a lot more practical, a feeling of intuition that will then guide you to go a certain direction. A mother sits in her bed with an infant in the other room. She's had a big long day, and she's done a lot of work. And the baby is there, and she is there, and she's sighing. And she's about ready to go to sleep when she awakens and says, something is wrong. She gets up and immediately goes to the crib in the other room where the infant is sleeping and realizes the infant's in trouble. It has turned the wrong way. It is breathing improperly. She writes it, and the infant takes a breath and goes back to sleep. What just happened? What just happened was the wind filled her sails and woke her up, perhaps, and took her to the place she should be, where she might have even saved a life. That's the shift. That's what's going on with the Star Mothers, with Spirit, with guides, with angels, with you, in this portal. What's next for you in your life? What decisions do you have to make that you ponder right now? And you don't know which way to go. I could go here, I could go there, I could do this, I could do that, I'm not really sure which way. I want you to sit and smile and relax and wait for the wind to fill your sails And that is the way so many in this place have already been, because they've discovered it works. This is the meld that bridges the gap between the esoteric, the multidimensional, and the practical. This is how what you have developed in belief will then filter in to guiding your life. Put your hands on the tiller of which direction to go and sense the wind. Sailors are so good at this, they can look over the water and they can see the ripples of where the wind is shifting and actually turn their sails before the wind shifts. And that's another story, perhaps for another time. But that's when you get so melded with spirit that you become much more attuned and in sync and entrained with the other side of the veil. I'm crying in love with humanity. Let the wind guide you from here. And so it is.